Oh.
I'm Kyle. Damn. Week two already.
Week two. It's been a wild, man. This is crazy.
Right off the bat, you guys heard at the beginning, but shit, we got some new intro music. Woo! Huge shout out to Andrew Bell on that one. I messaged him after he hit us up with that like on our first podcast. I hit him up, asked him if he could make a beat, and shit, he put that out in an hour. So yeah, huge shout out to him.
Yeah, what is that? At Lil Dumbfuck?
At Lil Dumbfuck, at LILDUMBFUCK, at Lil Dumbfuck on Twitter. He's putting out a new project soon, so we're definitely going to be plugging that when it comes out. But
hell yeah, he'll definitely be on the show sooner or later once we get more time under our belt.
Yeah, absolutely. Some other shit. We're on iTunes now.
Hell yeah, check us out on fucking iTunes.
So hit up
the name on iTunes?
PTOP. Just type in PTOP. I don't think it matters if it's caps or not. Just type in PTOP. Should be the only thing that comes up.
So yeah, go ahead, find us on iTunes, give us a comment, give us a rate, rate us shit, comment horse shit, I don't care. Just do it, show us some love.
Yeah, for sure. Also, hit us up on our email at realptop@gmail.com. If you have any questions or any shit you want us to talk about or whatever, feedback, anything, I really don't care. Hit us up on there too.
Also, our Twitter. Hit us up on our Twitter at RealTPTOP. Jesus Christ, can't even remember my own podcast name. Hit us up on there. Same thing, feedback, comments, questions, concerns, a yada, a yada. Anything else?
Shit, I don't think so.
All right, so basically, I'll give you guys a run through what we're going to be talking about today. We have, first off, we're going to be talking about the goals of our podcast, a couple, a little bit of relationship stuff, some future talk, some music talk. You know, most likely throw in some I don't want to call it fashion, because I don't want to be that guy, but some clothing, some shoe talk, some shoe
you
game.
You kind of are that guy now, though.
I am that guy. You're that guy, too, though.
Fuck you.
Anyways, so let's hop right into it with the, let's talk about the goals for the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't really know if I have a specific goal. Like, I've been listening to podcasts forever.
Yeah.
So, I love them. And I just wanted to make shit that people liked, that was funny, or, I don't know, they could do shit too.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe open the doors for people to find some more shit that they like, I don't know.
Like, it's something, like, I don't have, like, I don't want to say I don't have goals, because obviously, like, I want this to do well, but I'm not going to set, like, the expectation that, like, we're going to get 100,000 plays each podcast, which would be fucking sick.
Right.
But I don't want to set that as a goal, you know, small goals. Like, last podcast, 200 fucking plays on SoundCloud, that shit was mad.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like if we could just keep going up from there, that would be crazy. Right. You know, tell your friends, tell your parents. Don't tell your parents how you know us.
Tell grandma, tell your
tell
uncle.
Tell grandma. Tell your weird uncle, he'll probably be into
tell
it.
Tell that dude you're sitting next to in class, you haven't talked to him before, just say hey.
Pass him a note, he thinks oh, she's gonna tell me I'm cute,
He's gonna tell me green's the safe color on Wednesday, shit like that, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's really gonna be like, yo, listen to this podcast. Right. So yeah, that's really, I don't know, like, as far as goals go, like, I want it to do well, but like, I don't want to put a specific number on it, because I feel
I'd like to see,
limit.
Like, eventually get like a sponsor or something.
Oh, that'd be fucking
like,
sick, bro. Like,
I feel
blue
like,
apron or something
right,
like that.
Like, that's probably more attainable than like huge views or whatever. I feel like that could
no,
even
definitely.
Be like short term stuff. But I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's kind of a goal too.
Yeah. A question for Kyle. I don't really play video games all that
right.
much. But a viewer wanted to know what Call of Duty had the best weapon selection.
Halo 3.
Definitely. I can get behind that one. So now we're going to move into like this relationship portion of the podcast, and the first question for that one is, why do relationships fail?
I feel like there's really not just one answer
there
for that.
There definitely isn't. I think it's got to be a combination of things.
I mean, is it shitty to just say that sometimes you're just bored? Like, you're not into it anymore?
That's not shitty at all, because I feel that, like, if a relationship gets to a point, we talked about this a little bit last time. With the, oh fuck, what were we talking about? Something about dates and stuff like that, and what we look for in a girl, I think it was.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to sit in my basement with you every time we hang out and just schmang around.
Right.
Let's fucking go out and jump off cliffs and do a bunch of other shit. Schmanging is cool with me, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But like, let's do some shit, you know?
Yeah, like, for sure.
It's definitely not shallow or anything to say that getting bored.
Yeah, I feel like it just starts getting to a point where someone's just looking for a way out. And then
yeah, and
you
then
just come up with a reason.
But then, like, you're both looking for a way out, and you both can't find it. And then mm-hmm. you're just stuck. And you're sitting in that relationship, and it's like,
right.
Why the fuck am I in this relationship?
What do you think's harder, dumping someone or getting dumped? What's worse?
I've only dumped, like, one girl in my life, so...
I feel like that's gotta be... That's gotta be hard.
It's not always bad.
Because being dumped, I feel like that's easy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Getting dumped, it's like, sure, it might be sad at first, but like after a week or two, like I'm like, fine.
Right.
But like doing the dumping, like I'd feel bad. Like the one time that I did, I felt pretty bad about it.
You ever ghost anybody? Just like slowly.
No, never. What the hell? Like a girlfriend? Just yeah. Like slowly stop talking to them? Have you?
No.
That's incredible. No, but that's a good idea, though.
No, it's not.
I might have to edit that part out. Okay. So, yeah, failing relationships, like getting to a point where, like, it's boring, where you guys... And like, and that's not me being pessimistic, saying that like, I don't want to get married, like I can't be with somebody consistently, because like I can be, like I've been in long relationships before, but it's about like, being able to like do stuff and not just sit in the basement,
yeah,
and not like, just watch Netflix.
Yeah, you'll be able to see that it's not going somewhere, and I think at that point people just don't want to waste their time anymore. If you know it's something, like, why waste the time, you know?
But, like, being that person, you don't want to hurt the other person. Because, like, you know, they might not feel the same way. They might be like, wow, sitting in the basement with this person is the best thing ever. But you're like, fuck this. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Right. And that's not your problem at all, definitely.
No, not at all. This is an interesting one. Moving on from that question, I think we answered it to the fullest extent. Should guys always pay for dinner? And in that, I'm going to include dinner dates, movies, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Fuck no.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. There's so many, like, here's the thing. And I'm a hypocrite for saying that because I spend a good amount of money on girls. In the past, I have a track record.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's not your job, like, to pay for everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, they should be able to, and, like, not even, like, maybe you're against that, maybe you don't agree with this, but, like, I don't know. It's not my job to pay for every dinner, pay for every date. Like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I want to share that.
Yeah.
That, not necessarily responsibility, but, I don't know any better word besides responsibility for it.
Yeah. I think in the beginning, definitely, it's not a bad idea, and you can definitely do that, but I think once you guys... You know, once you're with someone for quite a while, you're putting equal effort into the relationship.
Yeah,
in the first
and if
place.
You're not, that there's another reason why relationships fail.
Yeah.
If only one person's putting in the fucking effort, dude, like,
mm-hmm.
gets to a point where, in my opinion, it's just unhealthy.
For sure.
You got anything else to say on that one?
Nah, I don't know.
All right. So last week we answered the question. Where do you see the country in 20 and 50 years?
Right.
This is where do you see yourself in 20 years?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
39 years old, midlife crisis. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be buying a nice car or buying a boat or something like that.
39.
Hopefully, if I make it nice, you know what I'm saying? This podcast is about to blow up, about to be a millionaire, about to have a nice house, nice wife, nice kids. No kids.
Shit. I wish I knew. I have no idea, to be honest. And I don't know how I feel about... I guess I don't really care that I don't know for sure, but hopefully I'll be happy.
No, yeah, that's one of the big things. Like, I can fuck around and say like I'm going to be going through a midlife crisis and all that stuff. But, like, honestly, if I'm happy,
yeah.
Like... Of course, like, I want a wife and kids by the time I'm 39 years old.
Right. Yeah, if I'm happy where I'm at, I don't know. If I had to tell you where I wanted to be in 20 years,
yeah, like, where do you want to be?
I want to be financially stable. You know, not a ton of money, but I can do things that I want to do, like
travel,
go on vacations
yeah,
when I
yeah,
want, travel
sure.
when I want, like go on vacations and stuff. Have a job that I like. I don't know if it's going to be a job or what I'm going to be doing, but if it's something that I like, I'm good with that, I guess. I don't know.
Wife, kids.
I mean, hopefully.
Dog.
Hopefully. I'd love, yeah. Wife, kids, I don't know, maybe. Dog for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, house out. I don't know.
A little cabin, maybe?
That'd be nice.
A little cabin action?
I don't know. I need to stay close to home, close to the city, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, people talk about, like, hating Minnesota. By the way, if you guys didn't know, if you don't know me and Kyle, we're from Minnesota.
Right.
But, like, people always talk, like, oh, is this such a shitty state to live in? I love it. I love the cold. I mean, I don't love the cold, but, you know, like,
yeah.
Minnesota is such a beautiful state in so many ways. Like, I don't want to leave.
Yeah, I feel like, if anything, I'll leave for a while.
No.
For a while.
No.
I don't know. I'd love to live somewhere else just for a little bit, a couple years.
Like, where
take,
do you,
like, an internship or something.
Ideas? Like, do you have anywhere in specific?
No. California. All right. I don't know. East Coast, New York.
New York.
New Jersey.
I definitely live in New York for a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly.
Would not live in Jersey. But I don't know. Like, New York has always been, like, appealing for me. Just, like, the state as a whole. I don't know why, but I've always been, like, super attracted to New York. So here's a nice question. Moving on to a little musical portion of the podcast. I think we're both fairly into hip-hop. Well, I shouldn't say hip-hop, but music in general, specifically hip-hop.
Right.
You're more diverse in your music selection than I
yeah.
am, for sure.
I mean.
So somebody asked a question, if you could meet any musician in the world, who would it be and why?
Yeah.
And I kind of think that you know my answer, I think.
Do I?
But I don't think I honestly know your answer.
I feel like you probably couldn't. I don't even know my answer, to be honest. I'll have to look through.
I'll tell you my answer right now. And this is going to be a super basic answer, but I'm not a fucking fake fan. Nothing like that. Right now. God, can we do two?
Yeah, just do. Yeah, sure.
Chance the Rapper and Sam Smith.
Okay.
Because those two artists can define my. Those are like my two moods.
Right.
And, like, granted, I feel other things besides happy and sad, happy being Chance the Rapper and sad being Sam Smith. Granted, I feel other moods. I'm not some fucking robot. But, like, really, like, those two artists have music for all occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm on a date, whether I'm at home in my basement by myself crying. I don't do that, by the way. But, you know, it's just, like, and I feel like they're not, like, I feel like they're down-to-earth people.
Mm-hmm.
I would love the opportunity to meet both of them. I'm not going to pay an extra $250 to meet Chance the Rapper at his concert.
Right.
Or even $75 to play Rock, Paper, Scissors with him. But if something happened one day and I had the opportunity to meet him, I would pounce on that shit like a fucking hyena.
Mm-hmm. I mean, looking through people, gotta go J. Cole.
Oh! All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. We're going to end it here. I'm Preston. That was Kyle. He'll never be back on this podcast again. Hit me up if you have any good replacements. I hope everybody knows that he was kidding. Right
in all
there.
Seriousness, maybe Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, super, you're really into that shit, huh?
Super interesting guy to meet.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I love Kendrick Lamar, don't get me wrong, but I'm not, like, super into his music.
Yeah,
like you are, because I know you love a good Kendrick.
I've seen some of his interviews online. He'll like go back to Compton and like hang out with people that he grew up with.
Definitely,
like,
that's some real shit.
Even like guys in Bloods, he would be like hanging out with them and doing like interviews and stuff, and he was still cool with all of them.
That's wild.
So I think especially how he grew up too, like surrounded by that shit.
Yeah, I don't.
He'd be crazy. I'm sure he has tons of great stories.
No, for sure. Do you have a number two at all?
Number two. Trying to think of people who I'd, like, go on tour with. If I could follow
Damn.
Them around to
yeah,
go on tour
yeah.
with someone.
For sure.
I'm trying to
wild.
Find someone who'd be awesome to go on tour with.
I don't... That's a whole different question, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who would I want to tour with?
Because now it's, like, who you're going to be surrounded by. people you're going to be seeing.
Chance the Rapper. My number one is Chance the Rapper. I think that he has some of the most positive vibes. And I think, call me a fanboy, call me what you want, but he's just positive. Mm-hmm. I just feel like such a positive vibration every time I listen to his music.
It'd be cool to go around.
But if I had a tour with somebody.
If I had a tour.
Damn, dude, I don't even know. You caught me off guard with this shit.
I think Migos would be super hyped.
That'd be wild. It'd like, that'd be like the time of my life right there.
That kind of road trip. Just around the country on their tour. That'd be pretty fun.
For sure.
Who else? Maybe Kanye. Just because.
Like, just because it's fucking Kanye.
Just because it's Kanye.
But I feel like they're. I don't know. Because we only know one side of Kanye, honestly.
Right.
Like, y'all can talk as much shit as you want about Kanye, but you don't know him as far as a family man or a friend or anything like that. So I think it'd be really interesting to see that other side of him.
Mm-hmm.
The side when he's not going on rants and stuff like that. So I agree with that one. This is for the Minnesota people out here. The Soundset 2017 lineup was released, what, 2-3 days ago?
I think it just got yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh,
yeah,
maybe
yesterday.
I'm off.
Yeah, I think it came out yesterday.
We're getting tickets, obviously. Obviously, we're going. I didn't go last year. I had some shit that was going on.
Right.
Unfortunately, I would have loved to go.
Yeah.
But this year, we're going. No question about it.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you most excited to see?
That's a good question, because...
It's a hard question.
Because, I mean, sure, you want to see Travis Scott, because he's huge and whatever.
Honestly,
Mac Miller, of
the
course,
only reason I'm super excited for Travis Scott... I just really hope he plays Maria, I'm Drunk. Because at the beginning of that song, that Travis Scott!
Yeah.
I know it's going to sound nothing like it. I'm going to get shit for that. But Maria, I'm Drunk, phenomenal song. Shout out Travis. Shout out Justin Bieber.
For me, it kind of depends on where they're going to be. Because you have that main stage, of course. You have, because now they switched it to the State Fair. So you have the main stage, the left side and the right side.
I have not been there since they switched the venues.
So you have those two main stages. But then you have like this giant... long tent, like this long thing that you like park hundreds of cars in. You know, it's like pretty thin but really long. And when they had Puya in there and like Post Malone,
I can only imagine
that place was so loud, because you're like surrounded by everything, so like the sound was just coming right back at you and everybody's jumping around, and it was absolutely insane. It was
And you were saying that
the concert.
You would want to see Denzel Curry in the tent.
I would love to see Denzel Curry in the tent.
Hell yeah.
Lil Uzi maybe, probably too. The rest of them, I don't feel like they have the right vibe for like that area.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like that shit is like crazy, like mosh pit, like I'm ready to get punched in the face type shit.
Right.
More or less.
I mean, I guess you could see Modson in there. He probably will be. I doubt he'd be on the main stage.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about Modson. I know I'll get made fun of. I used to listen to a lot of Modson's music back in the day.
I just wish he would tone down. He just talks about weed so much.
It's all that he raps about or sings about or whatever he does now. I don't know.
Right.
I haven't listened to his music in a minute. But
he
you know,
one
like
with Nash,
huh?
He has a new single with Nash.
When did that come out?
With the, it's like on the preview for the movie album.
Oh really? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd say I'm super fucking excited to see Gucci. Because this is probably the one and only time that I'll see him in my life.
Right.
Give or take, you know, unless I go somewhere else, I doubt that he'll come back to Minnesota.
I wouldn't be expecting to see him.
Mac Miller, definitely excited. Uzi, Dram, definitely. Denzel, like you were saying. What is this dude's name? Aminé? Is that his name, Aminé? With the Caroline song?
Yeah.
That's the only song of his that I know.
I think that's the only song that anybody knows.
Travis Scott, of course. Atmosphere, I've seen a couple times. So, like, that's not
like
a huge deal.
I'm tired of them putting him on the headline. I mean, I know that they like, partially...
It's like Rhymesayers, though.
Yeah,
like,
when they
it's,
own
when
it.
It's Rhymesayers, it's, like, Atmosphere is going to be up there.
Yeah.
But you know who I don't see on here is Prof.
Yeah, I didn't see him on
That's
either.
Weird, because he's usually there. Oh, I don't think he was last year, though. I think he did the after party last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he might be doing that again.
Because they have Brother Ali every year.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited for the lineup. I'm really excited. Excuse me. I'm really excited to go and see what's popping over there. Yeah, I don't know. I think those are the main ones.
Yeah.
T.I. might be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really listen to T.I.
I don't. Not much. Pusha T, I don't listen to a ton either.
Ty Dolla $ign, no.
But
Alan Kingdom, maybe. I mean, he's an okay musician. I hear he's a shitty person. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. Please don't hate me. Tip, definitely excited to see Tip. I hope he's on the main stage again. I heard that shit was crazy last year.
They have to.
He's like the DJ in Minnesota. Yeah. Like, if I want to go to a show and I want to go to a good show, I don't care who's performing. If Tip's there, like, I'll go.
He's hosting your boy tomorrow.
Who?
Soulja Boy.
Oh, Soulja Boy's in town tomorrow?
He's in town tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, shit. I wish I didn't work Saturday.
Yeah.
How about Lil Wayne? You want to go see Lil Wayne? I'm just worried because I've heard that he has a track record of, I don't want to spend that money and, like, I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know. I wonder if his voice is going too, though.
I mean, I heard he's always, like, super fucked up at his shows and everything. So, I don't know. But, yeah, sound set, I'm very excited for it. It should be good. Definitely something that I'm looking forward to. So, last time we ended the podcast, and I'm not saying that we're ending the podcast right now or anything like that, but Kyle has a couple stories for you. I'm going to tell you real quick about this horrible movie that I saw this week. I'm going to see Logan this weekend, that Wolverine movie.
I haven't heard about shit.
What?
I don't see commercials for anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's a struggle. It really is. Like, because I watch a lot of YouTube, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of podcasts and stuff like that. They don't really show, like, movie advertisements.
Right.
But, like, I've been going to the movies lately, and so I've been seeing the advertisements there. And Logan is, like, this new, like, Wolverine movie. They, like, find this new... She's, like, a young... It's a girl... And it's like a Wolverine type girl, and Logan Wolverine like takes her in and like raises her almost.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's as much as I'm gonna say because I don't want to like misinform anybody. But I'm very excited to see that movie. Everybody tells me I look like Wolverine. It really bothers me because I don't see it.
I don't.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm super excited for that. But I saw this movie called The Cure for Wellness. Don't see it. Don't waste your money on it. It is, it's not a good movie. The commercial makes it look really good, really spooky.
But what's it about, though?
No spoilers here. People think that it's about an insane asylum. But it's about this place where you go to find the cure for wellness. Like, these old people go there and hope like, that they'll feel better, that they won't be sad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you go there and, like, you become insane, more or less. And I'm trying not to give away any of the plot or anything like that, but it's just... It's not hard to follow. Like the plot is okay. But, like, the movie's just bad. And, like, the end of the movie is so cringy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I almost walked out during the last, like, 20 minutes of the movie. Because it was so cringy and so cancerous. It was really bad. It made the rest of the movie awful, honestly.
You ever seen Fantastic Four, the remake?
No, I've never seen any of the Fantastic Four movies.
The remake was probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my
really?
Life.
Really?
Yeah.
This is definitely up there for me.
The whole thing like just kind of builds up like a little bit.
Yeah.
There's really not any build up, though, to be honest. And then there's like a... boss fight like you'd usually see.
Yeah.
But it's like super anticlimactic and you're like, okay, cool. And then the movie's done.
That's it?
It seems like it would be like their first meeting when you see the superhero movies and they have the first fucking fight or whatever.
Yeah,
The first big one. This was like the most anticlimactic movie that I've ever seen and I'm pretty sure if anybody else has ever seen it, they hate it. I need to look up the Rotten Tomatoes for this thing. Because
I'm sure, like, I've never seen it. I'm not super into, like, superhero movies. I love Wolverine. I used to be super into Spider-Man. Have you seen either of the new Star Wars movies?
No.
I haven't either, and I don't really want to.
I haven't
either.
Seen a new movie since I saw Dope in theaters.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Boy, we gotta get you to a movie.
Summer
Shit.
Of junior year, I think.
So that's crazy.
It's almost been 2 years.
Yeah, I've been going to a lot of movies recently. I'm really enjoying it.
Movie had a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, average rating 3 out of 10.
Wow.
Not the most fantastic. Yeah.
Look up Cure for Wellness real quick. I'm really interested on that. Like what actual, like what these critics thought about it.
40%.
So that's not good. Cause what's the highest? 100?
Yeah. 47% liked it.
How? That's half the people that watched it liked that shit? cringe. A new level of freaking cringe, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Disgusting. I really want to see Get Out.
So do I. I've heard phenomenal things about it. It had a 100% rating. I just saw this in a Philip DeFranco video today.
Uh-huh.
It had a 100% rating on it. And then one guy rated it down. Yep.
Wow, 155
yeah.
to 1.
Yep, and the one guy, the review seemed like he didn't even watch the movie.
Really?
He put parts in his interview that weren't in the movie.
Oh, wow.
He said something about, this dude's, walking through the white neighborhood looking like Trayvon Allen.
Fuck, is that his name? Martin.
Trayvon Martin. He's walking through this neighborhood looking like Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
And that never happens in the movie. And so people are, upset because this movie was apparently really, really good.
Right.
And this dude just bashed it for no reason.
Wow.
So, Kyle, we're kind of running. We're running up to that time right now. You got a couple stories here. I don't know how long both of them are.
They're short. I mean,
okay.
Hit us with them. Pretty uneventful.
I know it really was. Granted, we did record the last podcast on Sunday, and now it's Thursday.
So it's only been 4 days.
So this next podcast will probably number three might have some more stories in it if our lives become eventful. But then again, we are two mediocre college students.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but then, shout out to Leah. Leah is in the cut. Well, she's not, but she's standing at the door. Oh, shit, we got a new studio. I mean, not really, but kind of, a little bit maybe.
Yeah.
Found a new place to record, so we're not laying on the floor anymore.
Right, live from Tutorial Hall Tutor Room.
Yeah.
There's
Kyle.
Only one table in here.
Hit us with the stories, brother.
Stories. So Dennis hits me up today. And he goes, Dennis, a friend from high school, we'll try to get him on the podcast here at some point.
Pretty soon, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be down.
Oh, for sure. He tells me, you'll never guess what fucking happened to me earlier. So I'm thinking he probably missed class again or some shit because a few days ago he texted me and said, I just slept through all three of my classes today. And it was only noon, so he woke up at noon and he missed three classes, but whatever. Asked him what's up. He said a dude in his exam today, he was taking a midterm, had a seizure in the middle of the exam. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. So then I saw Madeline on the bus too, and she talked about it too, because she was in there. And yeah, she said the dude just fell down. He was just having a seizure for a couple minutes there.
That's wild.
Yeah. Dennis texts me and says, low key was happening right behind me, but I kept doing my test for 2 minutes in case we had to continue.
What the hell?
Yeah, but I
How
guess,
do you just, continue or something
like
know. That?
I don't know. Madeline said there's people helping him, so I guess Denny just didn't care. But,
maybe we shouldn't have him on the podcast for a while. Just let this whole thing blow over.
But, yeah. So he was saying the TA had, no idea what to do because the professor wasn't in there. So they called the professor, and Dennis was saying that they're all going to get 100% on it.
Meanwhile, this dude is having a fucking seizure.
Yeah,
and nobody's doing anything?
No, they said that they were helping him out. And by the time, he was leaving, I guess he was fine. Or he was at least conscious again.
So do they know if he was, epileptic or anything like that?
Maybe.
Or it's a seizure thing, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not know that things like that happened.
Well, that has to be, 1 in 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Oh, yeah. There's no way that's...
That doesn't happen on
gotta
a daily,
be a first.
You know?
Yeah. Other story. I may have saved a girl's life, 2 days ago.
Kyle is a life
saver. I don't want to exaggerate.
Hear it, bro.
No.
Let's hear it.
Because...
You saved a girl's life. I haven't heard the story yet.
I don't know for sure. Okay, so I'm walking to the rec, or whatever. So I'm on my way over there. And to get to the rec, you have to cross over the light rails. So you have one coming from the left, and then you cross, and then there's a little gap in between where they have the, waiting station or whatever, where you're paying, whatever. And then there's another track. So I'm walking with headphones in. She's walking with headphones in. I was just banging to some music.
What were we listening to? Do you remember?
Couldn't tell you. Didn't really care. Just walking down the street.
Looking
good time.
For somebody's life to save.
Right. Ball in my hand. Whatever. So I'm just walking... Walking down here, and I cross the first one, and I look to the right, and there's a light rail coming. It's pretty fucking close. And she keeps walking. She's just looking at her phone, and this dude is close as fuck.
Like the train.
Yeah, the light rail is, right here, and she's like just getting to the tracks, and then the dude realizes that she's not stopping, and he like blares the horn, but like before that I reached out and I grabbed her bag and I like pulled her back. And it was like one of those moments where I like pulled her back and then it was like
So you definitely, this isn't like I might have saved this.
I don't know.
You
I don't know
this
if
girl's
she,
life.
She might have heard the siren, like the train noise, the train horn before.
So like, but the thing is, she would have stopped, like, she would have been face to face with
maybe
the fucking train.
Yeah. I don't know for sure. I don't want to over exaggerate it, but then she stands
Lifesaver.
There.
Lifesaver.
She
stands
say
thank
there.
You or anything?
Well, she just stands there, and I had earbuds in, and she did too. She didn't take them out, and she just like put her hand on her chest, and she was just doing like some heavy breathing. I was like, "You good?" She goes, "Yeah," and then I just walked away.
No, thank you.
Just
no
a,
nothing.
Just a silent hero. No, I wasn't looking for. I wasn't fishing for a thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for saving a life.
But I mean, that's probably the least she could have done. But
just say thank you.
Yeah.
You literally saved this girl's life.
I don't know.
I don't know. No, bullshit.
Yeah, I don't want to call it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, we're calling it what it is. You saved her life, dude.
I mean, if that's the most interesting thing that happens to me this week, I
most
guess it's
interesting,
not too bad.
Not too bad. I just saved a girl's life. What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we didn't even get to any of the fashion stuff.
Do you want to hit it?
I mean, we're going pretty late. We got like 32 minutes right now? Alright, fuck it.
I don't care.
So, I'm very into fashion. I'm not very fashionable, but I'm into the scene. Real quick, Supreme drop this week. We talked about it last week. We got to talk about it this week. Tried to buy... What'd you try to get? The Chevelle Arc hoodie?
Yeah, that Arc logo.
Yep, I tried to grab that as well. And I also grabbed a chino cap, I think is what they call it. Ghosted both of them. I think that's what happened to you as well, right?
Yeah.
Very disappointed. I wanted that hoodie for my own personal collection.
It was a nice hoodie. Yeah, I like that. Then after the drop, I go on Twitter and Jack Kramer retweets this kid. And he's trying to sell his Supreme Arc logo, the quilted half zip.
Yeah.
So...
Click
it was
on
all
the
right.
link, you know.
It was like 180 or whatever, so I click on the link. That's what the retail was. I click on the link. The dude's trying to get $330 for this. And I'm gonna tell you right now, at LNGWSK, fuck you. You're an idiot. You're the type of person that fucks over a
you're
lot of people.
You're ruining Supreme.
Like, you're the reason why people make fun of this brand.
His bio is literally, I buy shoes and sell them.
And I don't want to throw out too much hate. Okay?
I
want to
throw out a bunch
of
shit.
You're doing what you're doing, but you gotta understand that no one's gonna pay that much for it.
I buy and sell Supreme, right?
Sure.
Like, that's how I make a good amount of my money. Granted, this season I've been spending more than I have been selling. But I don't fucking try to get $330 for a $184 item.
Yeah. So. And with the like $8 shipping, he's charging almost double the price.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That never happens.
I mean, I get it, homie. You're out here trying to grind and shit, but like, chill, bro.
I don't know.
Chill.
I mean, the price is already lowered down $20. It's not gonna sell. I'll tell you that right now.
Make him an offer for $150.
Yeah, I should.
Then he's gonna accept it, and then you're
gonna
be fucked.
I mean, if he ever hears this, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. Like.
I guess I'm not.
This brand is... I like the clothes. Sure, it's nice to make a little bit of money every once in a while, but like, I genuinely enjoy wearing the clothes. I don't care what anybody says. I genuinely enjoy it. And shit like that is honestly... Like the box logo hoodie should not be reselling for $750.
Right.
I mean, granted, it's not anymore, but like, come on, guys. Like, this brand used to be something, and I can't say that because, like, you know, it's me. I haven't been around the Supreme shit for that long, but
right.
Chill with that shit. I got a couple more things I want to talk about. I've always been obsessed with these Pharrell, I think they're called Human Race Adidas. I could be wrong. Sneakerheads, don't be mad at me if I am, but Pharrell... has this new pair. There's a couple new pairs. One of them is inspired by the Stan Smiths, which is fucking incredible. Love Stan Smiths. I only have the rest of them in Raf Simons ones, but I love them. They're so comfortable. And then he also released a multicolored weave for the human races. They're shoes that I've always wanted, but they're shoes that cost $800 resale. And I cannot justify that by any means necessary. I can't. There's no way. Also, real quick, the ASAP Rocky Guess is doing another collaboration, which I think is going to be super cool. I don't know if I'll cop it, but I love ASAP. I think he's an incredible artist. And definitely, if I see something that I really like, I'll buy something. But right now, I haven't seen any crazy items. I just seen this one picture of it, and I wanted to give it a quick little shout out. But other than that, I think that's all. So again, guys, iTunes. Check us out on iTunes. PTOP is what you got to search. This will be on SoundCloud, possibly YouTube. No promises on that one yet. We will be adding a visual aspect soon where you'll see us as we are recording this. Also, email realptop at gmail.com and Twitter as well, realptop at Twitter. Hit us up with feedback, questions, comments, anything at all. Let us know what you think so far. This is only the second episode, so of course we have more things coming. But until next time, I am Preston.
I'm Kyle, for real this time.
Yeah, okay, cool. Peace out, guys.